This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, Johnny Antonucci, and this is the broadcast that helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be a successful, savvy investor, you're going to need a coach on your side that helps you get through the up and down times of investing, and emotions are a big part that makes you make poor decisions and not get to your goals and your financial dreams into retirement. Coach Alfie Townsend is available to coach you through and navigate through the fog of investing, and if you want a financial specialist on your side, give Alfie a call at 561-1155, 561-1155, especially if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or in Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired to have a strategy in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we've got an incredible show on this incredibly rainy week this week in Southwest Florida. But Alfie just got back from an incredible seminar up in Nashville, Tennessee. I guess you haven't caught on that draw yet, Coach.
But yet.
I'm sure you learned a lot of great things that you want to share with our listeners today, don't you?
Absolutely. Good morning, Southwest Florida. Good morning, John. Yeah, I'm sick of this rain. I was gone for half the week.
I'm ready to build an ark, you know.
There you go. And it was beautiful in Nashville this past week. It was blue skies, stayed at the Gaylord Hotel.
Oh, that's gorgeous, isn't it?
Grand Ole Opry. It was, I think there's like 3,000 rooms there. And
it's like a garden inside, isn't it? I think my wife stayed there.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And it's so hard to get around. You can get lost so easy.
Wow.
So easy. But it's great to be back. And I go to these small groups, John, to really learn from the best. And because I want to always stay ahead for our clients and our business too, but for our clients especially, I want to know what's going on out there and to really make what we can do for our clients an easy retirement process. And that's why we go to these events. And yeah, I learned a lot of good information over there, and we'll talk about
that. Yeah, and you go to a lot of these because you want to stay ahead of the curve and obviously, know what is the best options for investors, and that's why, you know, your strategies are not pretty much the same for each person. You individualize and customize plans that are tailor-made for them, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people that come in our office, John, they show us what other advisors are giving them or showing them. And it's the same old thing. And a lot of times during these accumulation years, it's easy, you know, when you're working and you're making these payments into your 401ks, all your retirement plans, it's easy to, you know, at that point to save money. Because when the market goes down, you know, you're buying, you're dollar cost averaging. But when you retire, it's a whole different process. And a lot of people don't understand that part of retirement is when you have to start taking that money out. But on the other hand, too, a lot of people think that they're, you know, talk about they're experts at taking money out. But what they're going to do is just put you in a plan that really doesn't have any liquidity. It doesn't have any increase for inflation. So it is a process. And that's what we do, I think, at the Advantage Retirement Group, is put the right plan together and make sure we listen to you. And we make sure that it's appropriate for each person that comes in. You know, as like you said, it's everyone's different, and we have to put different plans together every time.
And that's a great point that you're making, because obviously, if they have an advisor that's good at helping them, you know, and obviously people are dollar cost averaging and investing each month or each year into the portfolio. When you retire, you stop putting money in, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can you have to stop growing your money, right? You could still grow people's money well into retirement, even though they're not putting money in. I mean, the greatest thing that I think would be great is if you're taking out, 3 to 7% each year, but yet you're growing from 3 to 7%, then you're pretty much not dipping into your basket of eggs, so to speak.
Well, hopefully you're not taking out 7% of the portfolio. If you're taking out 7% of the portfolio, I'm going to have an issue with that. Because that's obviously...
Well, what is the average? Is there an average?
Well, look, you know, the rule of thumb was always 4%.
Okay.
And if you're in a well-diversified portfolio, that's going to... You're going to be... you should be okay with that. But on the other hand, if you're in a portfolio that has a lot of volatility, and that was one of the lessons we were talking about at this small group. It's a small group of advisors that get together and we sharpen our tools because, you know, I think in order to get better, you have to be around people that are doing great. You have to hang with people that are doing good if you want to get better. And so what we talked about is, you know, one of the things one of the advisors said is, he said, just imagine if you only lost 10%, you know, back in 2008, how much more money you would have today.
And most people lost what, 40?
Oh, a lot of people lost, you know, 20 to 25 to 50% of their money. But, you know, they say, oh, but I made it back. I made it back because I didn't get out. But the key is not to lose so much. So during retirement, the key is not to lose as much. And that's what we talk about with that financial MRI. You give us a call, you know, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And find out find out what the financial MRI will do for you. And what it's going to do, John, it tells people what they're holding. It tells people if they're taking undue risk. A lot of people are taking 30 to 40% more risk than they need to take to get that same return that they're getting. So, you know, that's why you have to get that financial MRI and find out what your fees are. And that's what it's all about when you give us a call and set up an appointment.
Well, it's important that you have another set of eyes or a second opinion. You know, if you get diagnosed with something from a doctor, you're smart enough to know that you need a second opinion. And you might be in a position where you've been with an advisor for the past 10 to 25 years. And chances are, you know, they were very helpful, as Alfie said, during the accumulation phase of your life. But is your financial advisor still right for you? And it's worth a second look. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that'll be beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement year. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
The market is volatile, random, and unpredictable, but there's ways to handle that. Let me show you how. Hi, this is Alfie Townsend, your financial life coach and host of Saving the Investor radio show that you hear every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. You worked hard for your money. Now it's time for your money to work hard for you. I'll show you how we can take the emotion out of investing. The first step is to analyze your current portfolio from the inside out. Find the hidden fees. How much volatility do you have? What is your current income plan? Will your money last your lifetime? This is what we call a financial MRI. Then I'll show you how to invest with confidence. If you want to take the emotion out of investing and stick to a disciplined approach, call me, Alfie Townsend, at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. Jot that number down. You're going to want to meet with Alfie this week in Fort Myers or Naples, especially if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now at 561-1155. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking today with the coach who just got back from a small group group and basically finding out information that can help you achieve more during your financial years of accumulation. But really what you need to be thinking as an investor is, my God, when I stop working, you know, pretty much they become unemployed, don't they, Coach? They get at that point where it's, you know, you're really in unemployment and you don't have income other than what you've prepared for and what you've invested for. And really, you need a professional that's going to help you know what to take out during those years, because that money has to outlast their lives, doesn't it, Alfie?
Yeah, it's true, John. But one of the things, I had a client that came in this week, and he was a do-it-yourselfer, and he said, you know, I just have a problem paying a fee. And I said, you know, some people have a problem paying a fee. Now, some of the programs that we do, you know, we get paid by the companies that we do business with, so there's no fee there. But if you want to be managed, if you want managed money, you just can't look at the fee. I said, you have to look at the overall. So think about this. If your portfolio averages the same as ours, but your range is a 10% to the high, or let's say it's a 20% to the high and 20% to the low, the average at 6%, and ours is 20% to the high, but 10% to the low, that means there's a big, big difference of, you know, instead of losing 10%, instead of losing 20%, you might have lost 8%. That difference is what you're paying for. And that's what you want to look at. And that's what I was explaining to him is, we got to keep you from losing a lot of money like you did in the past. And I was talking to the wife, you know, she says they were all, they had money in CDs, and then they had another account that was 100% invested in the market. And her philosophy was totally different than his. Hers was, I don't want to lose money. I don't need to lose money. I don't need to make a lot of money, but I don't want to lose money. And so, you know, we had to really cut back. The portfolio was a really almost an aggressive portfolio that they had. So the advisor wasn't listening to what her goals were and her desires. He was not listening at all. And so that's the important, is we're going to sit down, ask you questions, and put a plan together for you. And John, you know, a lot of people, they talk about, you know, They ask the wrong questions a lot of times, because they're talking about fees in a portfolio,
right?
Okay, which is important, that the lower your fees, and we talk about institutional and retail, and we'll get back to that. And you know, we have low fees because it's institutional opposed to retail. We're not A share, B share, C share. But I said that's not the important part. The most important part to look at is, yes, reducing your fees, but in order to build a diversified portfolio, you might be paying a little bit more in fees to drop, you know, to drop your volatility from losing 30% to maybe 10% or 15%. So you have to have, in order to have a diversified portfolio, to have the small caps, the international and everything, it costs a little bit more than just having a, you can have cheap or you can have good.
And then there's fees that you talk about all the time, where obviously that gentleman wants to know what the fees are, and he could be comfortable with the fee that he sees. But aren't there other fees involved in the portfolio or the mutual fund that he doesn't see that could be greater? And I mean, maybe you can address that and let people know that, you know, the number you see on your statement each quarter as far as the fee that's either paid to the advisor, there's other fees involved that could hurt you, isn't there?
Yeah, that's called the turnover fee, John. So you have different fees in mutual funds. So if you have mutual funds, you're paying fees that's called 12b-1 fees. That's for advertising, for them to advertise. There's A shares, B shares, C shares, and these are upfront fees. But the biggest fee, if you look at like a Morningstar report, it might have total expense of 0.70. So 0.70, you have this expense. So you're looking at it and saying, well, that's not too bad. But what you're not looking at is that it has a 12b-1 fee for advertising and that you don't see. And it also has a lot of turnover. And when I talk about turnover, that is the most important, one of the most important things to understand. If your portfolio manager and the average is 80% almost, so think of it this way. If you have a fund and the portfolio manager has all these companies in this fund and they sell 80% of them this time next year and replace them with 80% new companies, so that's called turnover. With that turnover, it's costing you to buy and for that fund manager to buy and sell. And it's just not costing internal fees. It's costing you in taxes also. So if your account is outside of an IRA, you're paying a lot of fees on these buy and sell. So it's important to find out. It takes that 0.70 that you thought you were paying all the way up to 1.5, sometimes 2.2, because of the fact that you have these fees that you don't see. So if you want to know what you have, that's why you give us a call. You give us a call and say, you know what, I want to have a fee analysis. Doesn't cost you. I'm not going to cost you. I'm not going to charge you for coming in to find out what you have. And you're going to find out how diversified you are and how much undue risk you're taking.
Yeah. Well, the phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You know, Alfie knows he can't help everyone, but if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now at 561-1155. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired. He's going to give you a strategy and put it in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. Again, that's 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, whichever is more convenient for you. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
All right, it's that time of year, right? The home repairs, get your house in order. How about your fiscal house? Is it in order? I'm with Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. Well, how are you, Alfie?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So how do people get their fiscal house in order so they can retire with confidence?
Well, the first thing they have to do, Drew, is make sure they have a plan in place to make sure that their income's going to last as long as they do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of uncertainty, and I don't like to scare people, but I do like to make them aware that you have to make sure that you're not taking undue risk, you're not paying too much in fees, and that you do have a plan regardless of what the economy does.
Right. You've got to have a plan in place to weather all these storms, right?
Absolutely. Because when you retire, your paycheck is dependent on your money, not where you used to work.
Call Alfie today at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You need a true professional working on your behalf so you can stay retired. Alfie's a certified financial planner rated to help today with two offices in Fort Myers and Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. And if you've had the same financial advisor for the last 10 to 25 years, chances are they were helpful during your accumulation phase of your life. But the question you need to be asking today is your financial advisor still right for you? And sometimes you want to get a second opinion, and it's time to work with an advisor that is skilled really on the back nine of your retirement plan. And that is Alfie Townshend. He's good at the critical time where you're going to be taking money out of your portfolio, and he's going to put you in products and services that are going to be beneficial for you. Nothing here is cookie cutter at the Advantage Retirement Group. He specializes in helping seniors. So if you're soon to be retired or retired, give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And coach, you know, I know you were up at that seminar this week, and you go to these seminars to keep yourself sharp so that you can give your clients the best advice possible. And you're always learning new things because you want to help them. Even in retirement, there's times that you make changes inside of what they're doing, even in the midnight hour, don't you?
It does. One of the things that was funny, John, Mike, he's one of the instructors there. He's a very avid golfer. He loves golf. And, you know, our book, the book that I'm writing is about golf and relating it to investing. And he had a perfect example of something true that happened. He said he had this TaylorMade golf club that he wanted to try this new driver out. So he went to the simulator, and he was hitting this TaylorMade, and he was hitting it right down the middle. Because they have the simulators, as you know, they have the yardage.
I can't stand them things. It's not true.
They have the yardage, and then they have this line down the middle, how close you are in the middle there.
Yeah.
Okay. And he hit like 10 of them, and they were all around the 250 to 240 range, but they were real close together in that center line.
Right.
So, you know, he was liking that. The guy said, try this Nike, the new Nike. And he says it was all blue and beautiful.
Cut out, right?
Yeah, beautiful, he said. The first one, it went 35 yards past his furthest one, right down the middle, 285. Boom, right on that line. And he says, that's it. I want this one.
One shot.
One shot. So the instructor said, no. You need to try it some more times.
Right.
So the next one veered off to the right, 200 yards. The other one to the right again, 220. The other one went left. So he could not get another one in the middle.
It's amazing how different they are.
The key is this. So they both averaged those 10 shots. They both averaged 245 yards, but the first one that he had, he was able to control it right down the middle.
Right.
And the other ones were, he couldn't control it. And it's a lot like, and you know, golf, if you go out, if you hit it, if you slice it, or if you hook one bad, what happens?
Oh yeah. You're out of bounds.
You're out of bounds. It's a penalty stroke.
Right.
That's the same thing. What happens with portfolios is that as you're in the portfolio and you're getting your returns and you're taking undue risk, you're doing the same thing with that. You're hitting some, you're going to hit some home runs, but then when the market goes down, you're going to hit some very, very bad times. You're going to go down 20-30% in that portfolio. And both of these clubs had the same average, but one was controlled, which is a diversified portfolio, and one was not. And it's the same thing. That's why you have to, you know, you don't have to do anything, but you should come in and ask for that financial MRI.
That's a great point, because you could be, like you're saying, you could have a banner year, 1 year, but really that portfolio is not best as far as mix of asset classes and risk diversification. And basically you can get hurt really bad, you know, on the next drive, so to speak, or the next year, couldn't you?
Absolutely. If you can't control your drive, if you don't know how your portfolio works during good and bad times, you need to find that out, because especially if you made some changes in it, if you had it back in 08, you know what it did in 08. But if you had a portfolio after 08 and have not experienced a big downturn yet, that's when you need to come in to find out before it happens. Because again, if we go back to 2008, just imagine if you only lost 5 to 10% in your portfolio, how much more money you would have right now. How much more money would you have right now? Some people took their money out because they couldn't take it. A lot of people I talked to, they said, I wrote it out, but it took them a while to get that money back. But the key is during retirement, and if you're taking income from your investment that has a lot of roller coaster, that could be devastating, where it could suck your money dry because people are living longer and you have to plan for retirement longer than 85.
Yeah. And you're talking about something that we don't talk about a whole lot here, and we should, but you're talking about a investment strategy that is based on Nobel Prize winning information laureates. And basically you can dial in with the confidence level that you have, how high someone's portfolio can go and how low it can go. And you can basically, when they come in, you show them that. And that's what gives you peace of mind. If I know how low this portfolio can go, then I'm not going to take undue risk, am I?
That's right. You know, this thing, we call it standard deviation measures volatility. So we call this is two standard deviation, which is 95% certainty that, with 95%
confident
level, not certainty, but confident level. So 95% confident level that you're saying, you know what, I'm pretty comfortable with this because it's two standard deviations based on math and science that I can do this, you know, I can handle this. And if you can't handle that, then we say, okay, well, here's the portfolio that's a little bit less in equities, has more bonds. I can do that. And a lot of people say, I don't like bonds in my portfolio at all. The problem is not to have bonds in a portfolio. It's going to be a very aggressive portfolio. The bonds are there not to really make money. It's there to offset the volatility of your equities. And when equities go south, bonds tend to be the safe haven to put money in.
Yeah, and you find out a lot of times when clients come in that you can put them in a portfolio that's going to take less risk but still give them the same opportunity to get the same return that they're getting in a very high risk portfolio, don't you?
Yeah, and there's ways to do it. You know, that's where the math and science comes in. And you know, we have to believe in math and science. That's what makes a space shuttle go up in the planes. You have to, if you don't believe in math and science, then you know, you're really guessing at what you're doing. You have to have numbers behind why you're investing that way. And if you don't really know why you're investing that way or how low it can go or what your fees are, that's all part of it. And it's all about not just the portfolio, John. It's all about putting an income plan in place, maybe some guarantee money in there and some portfolio money to make sure that you're fighting inflation in the long haul, because that's what's going to fight inflation. So, you know, I think it's worth it for people to at least find out what they have.
Yeah, and that's a great point, too, because if people are listening to us today on this broadcast and they say, you know what, I'm like that woman that came in. I don't want to lose any money. You have guaranteed type of plans and vehicles they can get in so that they can never lose money, right?
Yeah, and I'm realistic with this person, too. I said, listen, you have a lot of money that's out of the market. It's okay to lose some money, because we're looking at this 5 to 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. You know, it's going to have its ups and downs, but overall, we're going to reduce your volatility in that case by 70%. In her case, 70% with what I was going to do with her. So they liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, if you want to find out more about Alfie's company and the services that he offers here, you owe it to yourself to sit down with him. Make a phone call right now. It's a local call, 561-1155, especially if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired. You do owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, get a second set of eyes. Even if you've been with the same investor for many, many years, a second opinion isn't going to hurt. It's only going to help you. And if you're in a great strategy and a great plan, Coach is going to tell you exactly that, because he knows he can't help everybody. So give him a call at 561-1155. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired have a strategy in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. You also can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can go to the website at savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And you know, you can watch Alfie on television every Sunday morning. It's actually at 8 a.m. on WXCW, that's the WB network, or Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on CTN, that's channel 439 or channel 10 on your Comcast network. And you can click on the media tab of the Saving the Investor website and find out more about these topics that we talk about. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now. Jot the number down. It's a local call, 561-1155. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired get a strategy in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Also, you can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. All the topics that we talk about on this broadcast, if you'll click on the media tab, you can find a wealth of information, more details about it. If you want to find out about fees or institutional versus retail, you want to find out about the Markowitz Frontier and the type of platform that he invests in, his strategy, you find out about a rebalancing, which is very, very important, because if you're not rebalancing your portfolio regularly, you're going to be topsided in the wrong direction. And that's why you need a financial coach who's going to watch over the different type of investments that you have. And that person is Alfie Townsend. And one of the things he wants to talk about on this half hour is revenue sharing, because a lot of companies out there, Coach, basically are, their fiduciary responsibility is to the sales and the different things that they can push or peddle during the month or during the year. But your fiduciary responsibility is to your clients. Well, you know, that's an important difference, especially in investing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I'm looking at this article. It's an Edward Jones article. And, you know, they got fined back in 2004. It was 2004.
They probably made more than the fine. So
yeah,
they don't care, right?
That's what happens. It was a $75 million settlement to the SEC. But one of the fines is you know, it's made a lot of news, John, because it's called revenue sharing. And revenue sharing is where there's incentives to push from the mutual funds, you know, extra incentive to the brokerage firms. Okay. Right. So if you just buy, let's say, a mutual fund and is that right for you? It might be, it might not be. But if there's revenue sharing, it means that they're getting an extra incentive to push that fund, these brokers to push that fund. And for them to push that fund, they're going to get paid more. And it might be a conflict of interest. And matter of fact, that's what it says in the prospectus. Revenue sharing might be a conflict of interest to our clients. Now, I don't want anything that's a conflict of interest to my client.
Right.
Nothing. And so some of the things, you know, let's talk about what commissions are. And advisors, you know, there's a financial advisor that will sell you a mutual fund. He or she gets a payment for doing so. And that's the A share. We always talk about that A share mutual funds. That's when you know you're in retail. And the commission can be as high as 5.75 for the advisor. And they get a portion of that money. It's 5.75. There's 12B1 fees. Now, what is a 12B1 fee? That is an annual marketing or distribution fee on a mutual fund. The advisor gets a cut of this for selling that fund, new accounts. Now, this is from some of the, you know, these brokerage. This is an article with Motley Crue published, you know, and it's Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Okay. Mm. Now, one thing about Edward Jones, at least they show this. If you go look up, you know, what revenue sharing is, Google these different brokerage places, and you're going to see what revenue sharing is. And it takes money from your accounts and puts it in their accounts. And that's why you want institutional investing. That's why you want an independent. We're independent. We can have, as a registered investment advisor, I can have any fund manager that's available out there that we can get licensed with. We can do it because I can have unlimited of them. I just have to put them in my ADV. So, but this one, you know, this one's new account bonuses. Advisors get bonuses for opening new accounts. Branch bonuses, the better the branch does in generating commissions, 12B1 fees and other fees, the better the advisor does. And so when you have all that, that's why it's important. And these are a lot of these funds that we're talking about here, you do not see. And what you can't see can hurt you.
Yeah. And there's probably a lot of people out there that, even though, you know, they got caught doing it, obviously there are incentives in the industry for these type of things where people, you know, innocent investors really don't know that they could be steered to something that may not be beneficial for them. And that's why it's so important that they do get a second opinion from someone like yourself, don't they?
Well, I think so, because if you get a second opinion, at least you know that, hey, I do have a conflict of interest here, or I'm okay with that. If they're making you money and you're okay with that, then that's your choice. But the thing about it is how to reduce inflation, how to fight inflation is to reduce your fees that you're paying, but mostly is not to lose as much on the downturns. And that's the key. You do not want to lose a lot in the markets when they go down. You want to protect your money and have protective devices in there. By having our protected devices might be some guarantees, but the other is really diversification. A true diversified portfolio, I'll show you, and you'll see if you have one or not. Again, you know, if you want to know about that, give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155, and just say, you know, I'd like to know what my actual fees are that I can't see. I'd like to know, Alfie, you know, have a financial MRI. That's what it's called, a financial MRI. And that is to get your portfolio in order and say, you know what, I'm taking about 30% more risk than I need to take in order to get the same return you're giving me, Alfie. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, and the great thing about Coach Alfie is he specializes in helping retirees, or those of you that are soon to be retired, have a strategy in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway or towards your goals so that you can retire with peace of mind. 561-1155, that's 561-1155. Get a second opinion. Let Alfie look at your portfolio. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. There's no charge to do that, and he will show you and make recommendations to you that are beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement year. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
All right, it's that time of year, right? The home repairs, get your house in order. How about your fiscal house? Is it in order? I'm with Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. Well, how are you, Alfie?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So how do people get their fiscal house in order so they can retire with confidence?
Well, the first thing they have to do, Drew, is make sure they have a plan in place to make sure that their income's going to last as long as they do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of uncertainty, and I don't like to scare people, but I do like to make them aware that you have to make sure that you're not taking undue risks, you're not paying too much in fees, and that you do have a plan regardless of what the economy does.
Right. You've got to have a plan in place to weather all these storms, right?
Absolutely. Because when you retire, your paycheck is dependent on your money, not where you used to work.
Call Alfie today at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You need a true professional working on your behalf so you can stay retired. Alfie's a certified financial planner ready to help today with two offices in Fort Myers and Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you've had the same financial advisor for the last 10 to 25 years, chances are they were helpful during your accumulation phase of your life. But is your financial advisor still right for you? That's the question you need to be asking. It's time to work with an advisor that is skilled on the back nine and can take you through the most critical time of your financial life when you need to count on lifetime income. Yes, that's important because most of us are living much longer. Many of you will live well into your 90s, and you need to make sure that you're not going to have to go back to work. And that's why you need a financial coach on your side. 561-1155. I think that's a critical question that people really need to be asking, coaches. My God, do I have enough? If I'm going to live well into my late 80s or early 90s, or in some cases even older than that, you're going to need to have a plan in place because sometimes you can be retired longer than you accumulated during that phase. Can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And inflation is there. And if you don't think we're going to have inflation and taxes are going to go up, that means more money's coming out of your retirement account to pay for. If you have 401ks, if you have IRAs, these are things that you have to make sure that if this is going to be your pension, you have to make sure it's in right order. One of the things that we do to to make sure that your account isn't taking undue risks, there's two ways to really measure volatility. You have one way to measure volatility is called the standard deviation. We talk about that all the time. But every portfolio has what we call a Sharpe ratio. And Sharpe is a name of a person that won the Nobel Prize. And it's really states that, are you getting rewarded for the risk that you're taking? Okay. And the higher the number, the better. So for example, a Sharpe ratio on a index fund, the S&P index fund, is 29. Okay. And the one for a well-diversified portfolio, and I show this at our workshops, is 91. Okay. So if you just knew that number right there, if you just knew what the Sharpe ratio was, you would say, you know what? I'm taking undue risk. That means if they both average the same return over the last 15 years, they both average 5.66, 5.67, one of them, over 15 years. One had a Sharpe ratio of 29, one had a Sharpe ratio of 91, okay? A 29, picture it this way. Picture a boiler, okay? A boiler, and you have really 71% of it going out. It's not efficient. It's going out up the top, to get that 6% return, 5.66 return. Where a 91, that means only 9%'s going up the flute in your boiler. And that's how you look at it. And a lot of times the higher that number, the more efficient your returns are, the less risk you're taking. I mean, you're not having to take this undue risk in order to get that return. And we'll show you when you come into the office, if we show our clients that come into our Ruth Chris events, and we show that, and we'll say, listen, as a matter of fact, we do have another Ruth Chris event coming up real soon. So if you want to know about that and see if you can get in, we can ask you some questions to see if this is for you. But you can give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. 55. And what really what we talk about is we show these two portfolios and we show that they average the same return. But the big thing is one pretty much runs out of money while the other one isn't hurt that bad because the fact that it's not losing as much during down markets from 2000 to 2015.
Yeah, and that's something that you can show them when they come in. And basically, you know, what you're sharing about the different Sharpe ratio is that a lot of people, you know, is working hard, but they're not getting the benefits of really being diversified in a well-planned, well-executed portfolio. And really, that's those are the flaws that you're going to be able to show people. And in all cases, again, it's not always the case, but a majority of the time, a lot of people are not truly diversified in the market, are they? Because they think, you know, I'm in the S&P or I'm in the NASDAQ, I'm in the market. But that's not the market, is it?
No, it's not the market. The market is not your fund manager. The market is owning the market. You know, our portfolio is in 45 different countries. And this is just one of the portfolios, John. I paid a lot of money with this one portfolio to be a part of. Okay. And you say, why would you pay money to offer a portfolio? Because the fund manager has to interview you and you're interviewing him, but he's interviewing you to see if you're a good fit. Because for the philosophy of making sure that a client, when they start to panic, you're able to, typically, with all the education that we're doing and the events that we do with our clients, they're not panicking because they know that, you know, as a market goes down, with new monies coming in, they're buying what goes down. If it goes down 10 days in a row, they're going to buy 10 days in a row with new monies coming down. That's what you're supposed to do, buy low. And if it gets up too high, they will sell, but it has a very low turnover. We talked about the average, John, in a mutual fund is 80%. Ours is 10. Big difference. And then we have fund managers, because I'm independent, I can do whatever. We have fund managers that are actively managing portfolios, but I use them mostly for people that want dividend-paying companies. We have a fund that is a dividend-paying company. They're looking for 5% dividend, 5% growth. And the great thing about that is we can get it, because we're institutional, we can get that fund cheaper than you can have me and the fund manager cheaper than if you go buy it on your own.
Yeah, and that right there, for people that are like fee conscious, which I'm sure you have out there, they don't realize they're paying more a lot of times, and really the fee is really a non-issue, is it?
No, I'm going to say this again. You can have me and this particular fund, that's very well-known fund, cheaper than if you buy it on your own. You can have me and the fund expense cheaper than if you go buy it on your own. That's the difference between retail and institutional. You guys saved enough money in your lifetime to qualify for institutional. Retail is you know, these A share, B share, C share retail pricing. So give us a call and find out what you're paying and find out, you know, a lot of people, John, we talk about the market all the time because it's important, but we also talk about reducing your fees. We talk about also guaranteed income. And there's some part of your plan, and we put a plan together, I'll ask you, what part of your income plan would you like guarantee? And they might say, you know, I want 30% of it guaranteed. Great, we'll do 30%. Let's look at it this way, and we'll look at, so again, like you talked about, everybody's situation's different.
Yeah, well, if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those of you that are soon to be retired have a strategy in place that will keep you in retirement so that you don't have to go back to work in the future. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. We'll be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.
Well, we all know it's election season right now. The question is, who will be in office at the state, local, federal level, Republican, Democrat? Do we even know? But are you prepared for what's coming up? Alfie Townsend, Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155, is joining us right now. And what about that, Alfie? Who's in office and what's on the way?
You know, the bottom line, Drew, is you have to make sure that you have a plan in place regardless whoever gets in. It doesn't matter, but you have to make sure that you're not paying high fees, that you're diversified, that you have an income plan in place, and that will take care care of itself.
And certainly in the long term, you're talking about staying retired as well.
We want to keep our clients retired.
We certainly know that times looking ahead, we're not sure what's coming up. But we do know that you've got to have the right investment plan in place.
Yeah, and we're not here to scare you. We're here to educate you. And we do put a right plan in place for our clients.
So call today, 561-1155. Have a conversation with Alfie. Sit down. Talk about your retirement plans and your future. And be ready for whatever is coming up. 561-1155. Two offices. One in Fort Myers. One in Naples. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. If you've had the same financial advisor for the last 10 to 25 years, chances are they were very helpful during the accumulation phase of your life. But the question you need to be asking is my financial advisor still right for me? It's time to work with an advisor that's skilled on the back nine or in the last days of retirement. And Alfie can take you through the most critical time of your financial life. When you need to count on lifetime retirement, you can count on coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. Let him tell you if you're taking too much risk, and let him direct you towards a path that will help you have peace of mind, especially in your retirement years. 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And coach, you know, we're in an election year. Crazy election year. It looks like it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster over the next 6 months. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but nobody's ever seen anything like what we're about to see between Trump and Hillary. And I'm sure that's going to have some type of effects on the markets, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think the price is already factored in. Okay. And that's one thing about the market, John, the market is much bigger than the presidency,
right?
Much bigger than presidency. So yes, it will have some effect, but the prices are already factored in to what we're dealing with right now, because the market's already ahead of time, months ahead of really what's happening. And so there is probably factored into, you know, if Trump wins, if Hillary wins. But you know, it's going to be an exciting, like you said, it's exciting. I can't wait till the debates.
Yeah. I cannot, it's entertainment at its highest art form, isn't it?
I think, you know, it's going to be wonderful. You know, it's either, look, the bottom line is either you want bigger government or you want some changes, period.
Yeah.
And it's either, and it's going to be, it's whatever you want. And we really have to, you know, bring our taxes down. We have to get that money over from overseas back over here at a lesser rate. If we can lower that rate to 10-15% to get that money that's sitting overseas, corporate money, and bring it back, there's a couple $1 trillion sitting there. We can get this economy really rocking and rolling again, because it has, you know, we don't feel it as a, you know, if you're working, you have a good job, we don't feel that too much. But there's a lot of people not working, John. There's a lot of people that haven't had a pay increase in 10 years.
Yeah, you're making a great point, because I heard a statistic yesterday that's absolutely mind-blowing. And, you know, they can tout about, you know, unemployment being under 5% and everything's hunky-dory and moving forward. But I just heard a statistic that in America, and there's only 300 million people in America, that our credit card debt, by and large, just by Americans, has just gone over the $1 trillion mark, $1 trillion. So you got a lot of people out there that are, you know, charging groceries and clothes for their kids and can't pay it. And it's a lot of debt. And if we're going to retire, we've got to get the debt not only nationally under control, but also individually, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point, John. That's one thing about Dave Ramsey. I like Dave Ramsey, but he mostly deals with people
you'd be driving a 75 Malibu right now if you follow his.
Yeah, he's looking, you know, he wants everything paid off. And realistically, there's good debt and bad debt.
Right.
You know, in business, you know, like my building isn't paid off. I couldn't pay it off, you know, but that's good debt because I have low interest rates on it, and it's a working asset. So there's if you have a home that's not paid off, but you know, you get the write off, you have good interest on it. So the thing about it is this, but the bad debt is the credit cards. If you can get those, you got to get those things taken care of, because you have, when interest rates start to go up, they're going to go up. You know, they're already, I see some right now that are 15-18%.
Yeah.
And this low interest rate. So that's one thing you do have to make sure when you retire, if you're about to retire, you want a lot of your debt taken care of before you retire, because you don't want to have to be making all these payments, taking out of your retirement plan just to make debt payments.
Right.
So that's part of the plan. So, you know, we look at everything and we'll help you out with that.
That's important. And that's why you want a financial coach, because, you know, Alfie's going to help you in all areas of your life. And he's going to, you know, give you prudent information that's going to help you make the best decision. Ultimately, you're going to make the final decision. But that's why you want a coach on your side. And Alfie knows he can't help everybody. But if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now. 561-1155 is the number. Jot it down. Make an appointment with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He really specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired have a strategy in place that will keep people in retirement. I think that's the greatest thing that you can do in helping an individual, because, I mean, my God, I know there's some people that have to go back to work, Coach, but, I mean, if you invest properly and you put a good strategy in place, you know, chances are they're not going to have to do that, are they?
Well, that's our goal, is to keep you retired. We say here at the Advanced Retirement Group, our goal is to have fun with our clients and keep you retired. And that's the thing. And how do we keep you retired is to have a plan in place that when the market is doing its ups and downs, you're not panicking. You know you have a plan. And that's the problem with when you retire, John, and even when you're not retired and you see the market doing what it's doing, you have to make sure that you have a plan so you're not making these choices based on emotion. And that's the main thing, is you want to make sure. So our goal is really to, you know, create that lifetime income for our clients. And we want to show you, you know, what you're holding inside your portfolio. And we want to, you know, make sure you're saving money on taxes, because taxes is, if we can reduce your taxes, then you can make more money. You can take home more money. You know, so minimize your taxes, not just for you, but for your beneficiaries too. And you know, these unnecessary fees that you have going on is one way to increase your returns. Think about this. If we can reduce your fees, if you have these variable annuities, again, if you have these variable annuities, please, please give us a call so I can call the company in front of you with your permission, and we put them on speakerphone, and I'll ask some questions that I always, the questions I ask, John, are so complicated, it seems like, for the person on the other line. They have to put me on hold and ask the supervisor, and then, but we get the answers out. I know the questions to ask them, and the bottom line is, when it's all said and done, you're going to see what your fees are that you don't see at all inside your mutual funds, but mostly inside your variable annuity that you're going to see. And there's some things we can do with that. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. This is a great show, John. I know it's been a rainy week, but, you know, it's we're busier now. Like I said, we're busier now in the off season than we are in the on season. And it must just be a combination of everything that we're doing, but you know, we're loving it here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, well, you have a lot more people living here all year round and enjoying the beautiful retirement zone that we're here in Southwest Florida. And, you know, Alfie can't help everybody. He knows that. But a second set of eyes on your portfolio is very, very key to you being successful well into your retirement year. So if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and give Alfie a call right now. Jot the number down. We're about to go off the air, but jot this number down. You can call and make an appointment anytime. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those of you that are soon to be retired have a strategy in place that will keep you in retirement and he'll establish a guaranteed lifetime stream of income for you so that it will outlast you and your family. Call Alfie right now, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And even if you had the same advisor for 15, 20 years, that shouldn't preclude you from calling and get a second opinion. Let Alfie look at what you have and make sure that it's correct for you and that you're on course and on track towards peace of mind well into retirement. 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. That website is savingtheinvestor.com. You will find an action-packed website that's full of vital information that will help you understand Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Always a blessing coming into your living room or your vehicle. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed. We'll be right back.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.